It's time now for our Lancaster Leadership Toolbox, always brought to you by our friends at Lancaster Leadership. They are cultivating lifelong leaders, and we're joined once again by Katie Whittakin, leadership coach, trainer, and facilitator and strategist. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
This is getting fun. I'm kind of getting used to you coming in each week. Let's talk today about intuition and decision making. So what is intuition and what does it have to do with decision making?
Yeah, intuition is really that instinctive feeling, that knowing outside of your cognitive rationale. And we use it a lot when we make decisions, although sometimes we try to force ourselves into making decisions without it.
That almost sounds like that. You can enter into a pretty scary place there if you're just relying on your intuition, right?
I would agree, yes.
So shouldn't leaders always make decisions then based on data and rationale?
I would say it's a yes and situation, not an either or. It's not, you know, rational decision making versus intuition. I think it's yes, rational decision making and intuition. The way I like to, an analogy I like to use is imagine you're driving a car and you're trying to get directions. If your GPS tells you to go a certain way, that's one set of directions. But then if you pull over and get directions from somebody on the side of the road, that's another set of directions. They may be slightly different, but correlated. And why not get both so that you can ensure that you're going forward with something that both feels right and makes sense.
And that makes sense. We're talking with Katie Whittakin, leadership coach, trainer, facilitator, and strategist for Lancaster Leadership. So what if our intuition and rational mind are at odds?
You know, that's a really common question. When we're using both for decision making, it's usually because the decision is hard to make. It's hard to make because there's pros and cons with no matter what decision you make. There's always going to be rational pros and cons with each choice. And that's why also checking in with what feels right to your intuition is another data point to consider so that it's really not going to be always be at odds. There's always going to be some rational backup too.
So bottom line then, how should leaders balance their intuition with their rational decision making? Because there has to be that, right? A balance of it.
It is really the intention is for a balance. And I think right now, most of us really lean more towards rational decision making without really considering the instinct and what feels right. And so just starting to consider your instinct is part of it. But also, I think one question I often get is, how can you be sure your intuition isn't just biased? And here's the answer to that. And it's that what feels right is rarely comfortable, whereas a bias usually feels comfortable. So checking in with how comfortable it might feel could be a good clue as that intuition. Sometimes it feels right and yet scary at the same time.
Okay, so if it's non-biased, then there should be no discomfort. But if it's biased, there should be a level of discomfort?
Nor if it's biased, it'll feel a little bit more comfortable to you because keeps you in your comfort zone. When it's unbiased, but it feels right, it often can push you to do something that is a little scary. My parents have always told me to be a lawyer, but I really want to be a musician. And it feels right, but doesn't necessarily feel comfortable.
Doesn't line up. Thank you so much. This is your Lancaster Leadership Toolbox. Katie Whittakin, leadership coach, trainer, facilitator, and strategists. Don't forget Lancaster Leadership, cultivating lifelong leaders. Always a pleasure, Katie. Thank you so much for your insights.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, I won't get to do any more of those sit-down conversations with Katie. If you don't know, she passed away a little over a week ago on Mother's Day, a biking accident. She was out with her family. And many of you heard about that incident and maybe didn't make the correlation between, you know, the news of what happened and Katie Whittakin. But just a brilliant mind, a wonderful heart and soul, and she will be absolutely missed by, obviously, her husband and her two boys and all of her coworkers. But even for someone like me who did not know her well but had been impacted in just the brief time that I had an opportunity to speak with her. So hope you enjoyed that. At some point, we'll probably play that whole series again for you. It was four different interviews that we had the privilege, the honor of being a part of. And boy, Katie Whittakin, she will be missed. That is your Lancaster Leadership Toolbox for this Monday morning. Fact-finding data storage, brilliant young mind that you happen to have. Because remember, you are the brilliant Monica Burris.
So as far as my leadership skills, you're pretty smart.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of both, to be quite honest with you. Mm-hmm. When I first meet a new employee, I go based off of intuition quite a bit because I've been burned. And I know the signs of someone who may not work out, you know. So I go based off of that. And then I start fact-finding a little bit based on what I've seen. But that's just the hiring process. As far as everything else goes, I'm very by the book. I'm very dialed in on the details. Does that make sense?
So you have no compassion, no mercy,
no tolerance. No, not like that.
No patience.
Not like that.
That's what you just said. You said you're by the book. You have no patience, you have no tolerance, you have no compassion, you have no mercy.
I work for the Department of Developmental Disabilities, so I have to be...
Okay, you have all of those things.
I have to have all of the above and still be by the book. First things first is you always care about the individual. The individual's needs are met first and the documentation comes later. However, when it comes to my management position, it has to be by the book. So I have to do both. But with the people that I work with, I do have empathy. I do stick to a little bit of my intuition to see what they need from me as their leader. And then as a leader slash instructor, that's a little bit more intuitive based. You know what I mean?
So
I got to mix it up.
Well, no, and I think that's the point. I wasn't trying to set you up there because I think when you're in a position, yes, you should. Obviously, there is, you know, there's the data. There's all of those things that you have to, you know, those practical factors that you have to take into consideration. But using your intuition in decision making is also important. What I think becomes part of the concern and part of the risk is you don't want to allow your intuition, your intuitive response to lower your standards.
Right. Oh, yeah. No. I do the opposite. I have like a bad cop, good cop situation with someone that I work with over there. Mm-hmm. And I'm more oftentimes the bad cop. because
you enjoy that role?
No, because I have these standards that are very difficult to find in other people that I need to work with us. But once I do find them, we grab onto those people.
Okay, good stuff. All right, we'll be back. This is The Legend, 93.5 AM 930.